The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
DW60's Press Row is sponsored by Brandon Boudreau and Love the Mouse Travel. Brandon can help you plan the right time for you and your family to visit the Walt Disney World Resort. Make vacationing stress-free by letting Brandon guide you through all the new policies and other changes like park reservations, My Disney Experience, virtual queue navigation, resort and dining recommendations, and much more. Brandon can even help you save money by applying new promotions after booking if they can be applied to your trip. And the best part about having Brandon help you plan your magical vacation is that it's completely free. So what are you waiting for? Start planning your magical vacation today by calling 228-348-1225 or send an email to brandon@lovethemousetravel.com. More information can be found on his Facebook page. Just search for Brandon at Love the Mouse Travel. And make sure to use reference code DW60 to let Brandon know we sent you.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind-the-scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout-outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Folks, please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Live 365, or Spotify. We're glad you're here to find out what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday. We made it through another week.
May the 7th, 2021. Very interesting details coming out of the Walt Disney World Resort this past week. A lot of things that a lot of people did not expect, I guess, in some form or fashion, you could say.
I mean, it felt like it was something every couple hours.
It did.
There was something new, and it's like, dang, I can't keep up with all this.
Let me start with May the 4th. I want to start with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the merchandise that they had on Shop Disney. Wasn't very impressed.
Yeah, you didn't really like it.
I did not hear of a lot of people like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what it was like last year? And everybody was trying to get the key.
I have tried to forget, but yeah.
So I didn't hear a lot of people, you know, saying, oh, I was waiting in a queue for like 5.5 hours to get this or anything. I just didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything about it?
Well, so in the parks or in Hollywood Studios, they had all the special merch in one place.
Right.
It was actually back in the gift shop by Muppet Vision.
3D.
And they did a virtual queue.
Okay.
So that's why there was no like really long line. But I was cracking up. Our friend Michael showed in his blog that all of the May the 4th shirts were gone.
I did.
When he went there.
Yeah.
But like they've been on Shop Disney for probably the last 2 weeks at least.
That's kind of weird.
Exact same shirt.
That is very weird.
If you really wanted it, you could have gone in there and got it.
You were kind of impressed with the new Starbucks Star Wars cups.
I liked this up. So we have, what do we, which ones do we have?
I don't remember.
Hoth?
Yes. Tatooine?
Nope. That one just came out.
Dagobah?
Yes. And Dagobah.
Okay.
But Batuu, Tatooine, and Endor came out on May the 4th. And those seem to be very popular.
I didn't like them. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I was shocked that you didn't like him.
Yeah, I just kind of went burp.
I figured of all the places, aside from Hoth, that Tatooine and Endor would have been two that we were like, oh, you know?
I don't know. I just...
I want them to make a Cloud City one.
There was some really cool merchandise at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, like lightsabers.
Oh, lightsabers.
One for Leia, and then Rey's reforged lightsaber mm-hmm. as well.
In
from
like
Anakin.
The box that she buries.
Yeah, and everything.
Sorry, spoiler alert, but...
Oh, yeah, if you haven't seen it. By now, I mean, why haven't you seen
yeah.
it? I hate Star Wars. That's why, Jeff. But no, I was very impressed with that stuff. We did hear about, you know, some of the legacy sabers being discontinued.
Yeah.
For Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, like Ahsoka's.
Mm-hmm.
Asajj Ventress, I think, was another one that was being discontinued.
Speaking of Ahsoka, Ashley Eckstein was in the parks.
Oh, yeah, at Hollywood Studios. Yeah. Yeah.
And she was signing some merchandise.
Yeah.
Like, not doing, like, a meet and greet signing, but, like, she had gone into Doc Ondar's.
Doc Ondar.
And was... signing merchandise. If you went and bought it, you might have gotten one that she signed.
Lucky.
Pretty cool.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. But yeah, I mean, the shirts were okay. The mm-hmm. pins were okay, you know, that were in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
But the website for Shop Disney, I just kind of went, it's all right. I'm not.
I did hear, you know, we talk about, they used to have like a limit of 10, and you're like, why?
Yeah.
The pins were limited to 2.
Oh, wow.
I did see that.
Are they listening to us? Are they listening to the consumer?
You, I mean...
I would hope so. I mean, I don't know. I was just... It was a great May the 4th. I had the TV station TBS on in the office all day on the 4th and all day on the 5th because they showed all of the Star Wars movies that you can show on TV right now. Except for Rise of Skywalker, everything else they played.
That's
all
cool.
of them. And at one time, I had the news on in the morning, and my boss came through, and he went, oh, wait a second.
It's
May the 4th. You're not, why isn't Star Wars on?
Not yet.
I was like, oh, I was just waiting to see something. He's like, oh, that was his cue of, or his hint to me saying, Jeff put Star Wars on the TV.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big, you know, he loves the Mandalorian, stuff like that and everything, you know, but... So he's like, so every time he would come into my office, he'd stare at the TV for a couple minutes, seeing where it was in the movie and everything.
I was going to wear a Star Wars shirt, like with like, you know, a blazer and slacks and like work attire. But I thought I had like a big kind of like big meeting, and it was actually Thursday, not Tuesday. So then I ended up being in the office all by myself day. And I totally could have worn Star Wars stuff.
You could have. I wore my clone trooper helmet for about 30 minutes.
In the office?
In the office, yeah. Just sitting normally dressed as I am, which is casual for our office and everything.
Yeah.
But I had my clone trooper helmet on. People would walk in and be like, whoa.
Oh, we have a picture of your mom in a nightgown wearing that.
Yes, we do. Oh, I can't release that.
No.
She'd kill me.
Yeah, she would.
Or wait, maybe I already have. I think I did.
I think
did
it
a
might
lot.
Be on Facebook.
A few years back. It was
she beat you in the world of newspaper.
15, 2016, something like that.
She came after you. But yeah.
I don't think we have to worry because my mom doesn't listen to the show. So.
No.
But yeah, I do have a picture. But yeah, I wore it for like 30 minutes and people were like, that's really cool. I was like, you know, it's in here every single day, right behind me and everything. But yeah, it was a good May the 4th. I enjoyed it. May the 5th was fine as well.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
We made fajitas.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did have Ronto roast. The Ronto Roasters.
Yes. So I posted this on our
4th.
Instagram.
Yeah.
One of my friends is big, big Disney fan, annual pass holder like we are. And so she lives like a block away from my work. So I got off work and I said, hey, I'm making Ronto wraps for dinner. Do you want to come over? And so I went and got her and she came over for dinner and we did. We made Ronto wraps.
Yeah, they were good.
They were. They were good. They were filling.
Very filling.
I was, yeah. You know, it was cool though.
It was. I enjoyed it.
I was like, we always like themed food. Like some people do decorations and all kinds of stuff, but like we usually like figure out, you know, some type of theme food for dinner for stuff like that.
Remember last year during lockdown when we did themed dinners from like around the world showcase that popped up in my memories.
And we did Woody's Lunchbox.
Yeah.
And,
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, we should start doing that again.
Is it like a good memory, but not at the same time because we couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything? It's like all the 2020 memories that come up, I kind of go, well, that was cool, but it wasn't at the same time.
We're just trying to keep ourselves occupied.
You know, anything. A lot of people can, like our friend Greg, he just started doing COVID cocktails.
Yeah.
And he's got like every drink possible from
Trader Sam's.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's got the cabinet of drinks that he can make right now is amazing.
We were one of those people who was like, our jobs were both kind of like weird hours and like demanding, and we didn't get to spend like a ton of time together. Like we only had, there was a time where we had like one day off together or no days off together, stuff like that. And so we're like, oh, I always wish we could spend more time together. It's like the universe answered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's where I always joke like, oh, we made it through lockdown, so we can get married now.
Something else that came up that was interesting on May the 4th. Mm-hmm. Was the announcement that the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
The lightsaber.
Well, yeah, I was going to get to that part. Hold on. Like, hold on. Hold on. That the Galactic Star Cruiser is not going to be available until 2022.
Summer 2022.
Yeah, so it's been delayed a little bit, not too far. We were kind of thinking maybe it was going to be late 2021 when this was going to come around, but not the case. And then, of course, as that was being announced, they did show this new lightsaber that Disney has created.
We like touched on it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And this is exclusive to the Halcyon for Galactic Star Cruiser. Mm-hmm. This, as of right now, we don't know if it'll change in the future, but as of right now, not available in the parks.
Right.
Just on the Halcyon, just for the Star Cruiser alone.
It looked pretty cool.
At some point, if you know they're going to be popular, you know people are going to want to try these things. At some point, Disney may decide, yeah, we're going to start selling these in Galaxy's Edge. But who knows?
I get the feeling that they are not produced at a price point that would be profitable or attainable to sell, to like produce in that high of quantity.
It would be cool if it was included in your Star Cruise, Star Cruiser Cruise.
I'm sure you'll get to use it, but maybe not.
Yeah, use it and like give it back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to give it back. That's the thing.
I mean, it'll be like the Sporks and people try and smuggle lightsabers out.
I still have yet to try my Spork.
We should have had a Yoronda Ronto wrap with it.
I really didn't think about it. I didn't think about
maybe
it at
I'll
all.
Maybe I'll have to make the, what is it? They have chicken, but it's like rectangular.
Rectangular?
Chicken, yeah, at Docking Bay 7.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
called space chicken.
You know what? There's always going to be another May the 4th. That's a great thing about it. Always going to be another one. All right.
You're not going to wait a year to use your Spork.
Probably not. No. I don't know. I don't know. I got other things going on right now.
You should bring it to dinner tomorrow.
No.
We're going to dinner with friends. You should.
All right. So the Disney College Program is going to be returning to the Walt Disney World Resort in June.
Woo!
Next month. And when I saw this announcement happen, like 12 hours later, I start seeing these Facebook videos and Instagram videos popping up of former college program cast members who have received an email from Disney saying, hey, we want you to come back out. Mm-hmm. I saw one person, they literally had their entire car packed and everything ready to go and was driving to Orlando that day.
Like,
gone. They were ready.
One of my friends from high school, one of my friends from high school was, her college program was supposed to start, I mean, maybe a couple months ago. I can't even remember when. Sometime in the fall, winter time, she had been accepted, and they hadn't said anything about, like, if it was coming back, what was going on. And so she moved to Orlando. Her sister lives there. She moved to Orlando with her sister, and we waited around, and finally ended up moving back home. So I'm wondering if she's going to go down there.
Well, it did say that those who participated in the program.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, suspended in 2020 because of everything that happened, should have received an exclusive communication email from Disney the other day about rejoining the program either in June or July, one of the two.
I also read that it was extended. If you have graduated, you can apply.
That's cool.
Which you couldn't do before. I think you had like maybe 6 months after you graduated.
We're making a lot of exceptions for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to see it come back, what does that tell me? More hotels are going to be opening up. More restaurants are going to be opening up. Capacity is going to be increasing.
They mentioned in the about the college program and the professional internships, they mentioned convention groups.
Okay. Makes sense.
I sent it to my brother. I was like, you should apply.
I don't know. You think Charles could do the whole cast member thing?
I don't know.
You know, the Disney points, and I mean, like, you got to be dedicated.
I feel like it's an honest, and he has like a low tolerance for,
I don't know,
lack of intelligence, common sense.
It's like me telling my friend Rob, you know, oh, you'd be a great cast member. If you guys knew Rob, you'd understand, but you know, she does.
Yeah. So I feel like Charles could do it, but he'd be like exhausted at the end of the day from like pretending to be, like, you know, on all day.
If there was like, you know, a robotics portion, like the old Communicore at Epcot, Charles would have been a perfect cast member for that area.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he'd like it. He'd have to do some adjusting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Charles.
You never know. Come on.
He listens.
You never know. All right. Also, applications are now open, and if you're interested and you want to do this, for cast members, the 2022 and 23 Walt Disney Ambassadors Program is up and running again, so they're looking for new ambassadors.
That's great.
You know, that is a that's a pretty big honor in, as far as being a cast member as an ambassador.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I'm sure lots of travel involved, different, you know, events and different things that you're doing as an ambassador to the Disney company and Walt Disney World. So, yeah, I mean, go over to the Disney Careers website is where you need to go to check that out. And the link and all the information is on there if you're a cast member. So I think only current cast members are eligible, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you have to be.
It's like the prerequisite or something. You know,
yeah,
like,
and I think most
qualification.
Of them, most of them probably work in guest relations.
Yeah, more than likely. May is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, and Walt Disney World is going to be celebrating the cultures and experiences and contributions of its cast members from that
group.
Thank you, and communities from around the world. It's going to be going on throughout May and a portion of it beyond as well. Over the Magic Kingdom, Moana and Mulan is going to appear in character cavalcades on the upper level of Main Street Railroad Station. So that's cool. Disney's Hollywood Studios, Mira, the royal detective from India, has joined the Disney Junior Motorcade through June, which is cool. Over the Animal Kingdom in mid-May, they're going to be doing Moana-themed sand sculptures on Discovery Island. And the animation experience at Conservation Station is going to include Tuk-Tuk from Raya and the Last Dragon, which is really cool.
And I feel like the other one's exciting, too.
Which is what?
Pua from Moana. Pua. I would love that. They're both so cute.
Mulan is going to be visiting Epcot as part of the Princess Processional along World Showcase Promenade. That's really cool. Lots of great things for Asian Pacific American Heritage Month.
And they did note that a lot of these things will continue past May. So I'm glad to see things moving and grooving. More characters, more experiences.
Yeah. I agree. Heck yeah. Back to the Halcyon and the Galactic Star Cruiser. If you live in Central Florida, you're a local, and you want to join the crew, it's your lucky day because Disney has posted several positions for the Halcyon, like the captain, which according to the description is a woman. So, yay.
Yeah, they're like looking, Captain Minnie.
They're looking for a very strong yet person with a lot of personality.
Mm-hmm.
woman to be the captain of the Halcyon. So I think that's very exciting. They're looking for cruise directors. They're looking for people with, you know, stage combat experience to do certain things.
Oh, that's gonna be
there's
awesome.
A lot of different positions available for this. So you need, again, head over to the Disney Careers website. That's where all of the stuff is posted. All of the positions are posted, the description of the position, what they're looking for, and everything else. It's where you can get all of your information. So you can literally live the experience of the Galactic Star Cruiser every single day. And crazy. just be Star Wars.
Just be Star Wars.
The Star Wars, yeah.
It is a Star War every day.
Oh, goodness. Well, guess what? This was really nice news to hear. Chef Mickey's Cape May Cafe opening back up starting on May the 16th. And they released the pricing in the menus early before it's even opened back up. So they're going to be doing an all you care to eat and enjoy family style dinner at Chef Mickey's. It's not going to be buffet.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like it has been for breakfast. It's $55 per adult plus tax and gratuity. Children are $36. And then on the menu, they've got like, you know, Chef Mickey's Caesar salad, citrus poached baby shrimp for first course. Just a couple of things. Roasted garlic, potatoes. Let's see. Potato.
Gnocchi.
Thank you. What is that? Roasted mushrooms, cream, baby spinach, Parmesan, and herbs.
They're like
I think that's good.
A potato-based pasta.
Yum.
I always burn them when I make them.
Baby carrots, asparagus with... It's very hard. It's very... Can you read that? Because it's
lemon,
very...
Lemon, tarragon, butter, and brown sugar.
It's very blurry. I can't read it.
They have prime rib with mushrooms and onions. There's a roasted salmon with a sweet mustard glaze.
Not bad.
A traditional roasted breast of turkey with summer succotash and gravy.
Kids platter is going to have macaroni and cheese, chicken nuggets, turkey corn dog nuggets, tater puffs, steamed broccoli. Then you got the Chef Mickey's vegetable dippers with ranch dressing, stuff like that.
I wonder what the difference is in a tater puff and a potato barrel is.
I don't know. But for dessert, you've got pastry chef family style dinners or desserts. I'm sorry. That sounds pretty good. Not too bad. Cape May Cafe, again, opening on May the 18th. Breakfast is going to be $25 per adult plus tax and gratuity. Children, $14. And you've got breakfast offerings like the yogurts, the breakfast platter with Mickey waffles, buttermilk pancakes, French toast, scrambled eggs, bacon, breakfast sausage, potato barrels, beef hash. Oh, yum. Fresh fruits, croissants. French rolls, lobster tail pastry filled with pastry cream, mini muffins, stuff like that. Not too bad. Sounds pretty good.
It lists the fresh fruit as plant-based.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Interesting. I thought it was always plant-based.
I hope so.
All right. Dinner's going to be $42 plus tax, and then $25 for children. And then on that, you've got the turf platter, which has a strip loin, oven-roasted pepper chicken, mashed potatoes and vegetables, a seafood boil, mussels, shrimp, Cape May clams, a catch of the day, potatoes, corn, snow crab legs, a whole bunch of other things. I mean, assortment of desserts. A lot of people really love Cape May Cafe.
We'll try it again.
I will go back again one day. I think I will. But for this for the price you're getting, a family style feast at dinner for Cape May, that's really good.
There was
Sounds great.
A third restaurant opening announcement, but they don't have a date for this one, which is why we didn't list it. We don't have a date or menu.
Yeah.
Which is Tusker House, and it's going to be character dining with the characters in their safari outfits. And we loved Tusker House.
Loved Tusker House. Well, so much like Boma.
Yes, and the food is you just can't get food like that really anywhere else aside from Boma, like in the parks. It's not your normal character dining. And so that just said summer. So when we get a date and we get a menu, we'll let you know. But those are the three restaurants they said are be opening soon.
Yeah. Very interesting. I want to mention this really quick because I know it's happening probably today. because it will happen after the show is off. That way we can't talk about it, okay? So I'm just throwing that out there right now. But I'm mentioning it quickly because yesterday Disney throws out this announcement. Hey, be watching our social media because there's going to be some spooky surprises coming, blah, 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 blah. And we're halfway to Halloween and all this other stuff. Folks, here's the deal. They're going to announce some form of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Some form. It's not going to be the full-fledged, blown version of the party. Not going to happen. We're talking a taste of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. That's what this is going to be. You won't have fireworks, really. You might have projections. I don't think you're going to have candy being, you know, handed out to people. But I still think you will see characters in their Halloween costumes, but doing physical distancing.
Cavalcades.
And I think you'll be able to wear your costumes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to be it. Specialty food, specialty merchandise. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be it.
And I said this on our Instagram yesterday. I do believe that it will be a separately ticketed event.
I think so, too.
I think that that is the best way for them to, one, you know, have a better control on the crowd and the capacity levels. But also a way for them to make money.
Here's the thing. Because Universal Orlando announced that they're doing Halloween Horror Nights. They're doing scare actors, the haunted houses, and everything else. Yes, I get the fact that the demographic that Universal is shooting for is totally different from, you know, what Disney shoots for.
And that's why they're both so successful.
Exactly.
They are two completely separate events.
Disney doesn't want to miss out on this money.
Mm-hmm. And they did last year.
But do you think if they don't have all the normal stuff that the Halloween party has, do you think the ticket's going to be at a reduced price?
I think it will be maybe closer to $75 than $100.
You think so?
Tickets for the Halloween party were around $75, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I think they'll be a little less. I don't think they're going to be under $75 or $80. Maybe $60. And if it's like $60, $70, it's only going to be a couple hours. It's not going to be, you know, 5 p.m. to midnight like a normal Halloween party.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
It might be it might be 7 to 10, 7 to 11 if it's going to be that price point.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's going to be exciting. I think a lot of people are going to rethink maybe going to Walt Disney World during that time of the year. Just to experience some type of a party, we'll just have to wait and see. Like I said, the announcement's going to happen after the show, I'm sure. We don't get to talk about it till next week.
We're predicting the future. We'll decide next week if we're right or not.
We'll find out. More news coming up right here on DW60.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDW Daily News, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. The Fun Zone will also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
There's a very powerful voice. Where it's coming from, we have no idea.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com.
Oh, yeah?
Jeff and Nicole here with you. Rocking out the morning.
Heck yeah!
Join Sorcerer Radio every Wednesday where you can be a Disney DJ during the lunchtime request hour. Visit srsounds.com/request LRH to find out how you can request your favorite song. Make sure to listen to the show 1 p.m. Eastern Time, lunchtime request hour, or hours, considering it's 2 hours now.
2 hours.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. Somebody sent me a tweet 2 weeks ago. They're like, Jeff, this is a great track. I was like, yeah. Turn it up.
We pick the music because we like it.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We got to get serious here, okay? Even though I love this song, we do have to get kind of serious because other than, you know, like Star Wars Day and the Revenge of the Fifth and all this other stuff we talked about during the first part of the show, there were a few other things that did happen that a lot of people were very surprised to hear, very happy about. So, how do I want to go about this? All right, so the governor of Florida signed a few things, some executive orders that got rid of certain mandates in the state of Florida concerning the safety protocols that have to do with COVID-19. And in response to some of those executive orders and mandates going away, Disney responded by posting this on the My Disney Experience app. They said, "We are aware of the state of Florida's plans announced today to modify COVID-19 guidelines. We will evaluate this latest guidance and maintain our current health and safety measures at this time, including face covering requirements. We will continue to make thoughtful adjustments to our policy. As COVID-19 vaccines become available, we encourage people to get vaccinated." That was very interesting for them to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then after, you know, they made this post on the My Disney Experience app, they came out and they said, okay, here's the deal. Starting on, what day was it? May the 8th. Okay, so on May the 8th, cast members will no longer be required to get on-site temperature screenings done. Then on May the 16th, guests will no longer be required to do on-site temperature screenings before entering a Disney park or going to like Disney Springs, stuff like that. So that portion is it's gone.
Well, I understand. You know. I understand that because as more people get vaccinated, the chance that if you do contract the virus that you'll have these same symptoms is much lower.
Sure.
So, you know, temperature checks will not be as telltale as they once were.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah. And maybe, remember how we talked about the bag scanners could do temp checks?
That's true, yes.
So
maybe that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. And it also says it'll be phased out beginning May 8th and May 16th. So if you do get a temp check on May 16th, 17th, 18th.
Don't freak out.
Right. It doesn't say it will end on this day. It says it will be begin to phased out on these days.
So when that was announced, it was only natural for a lot of people to say, well, the governor has said that you don't have to wear a mask in this situation. You don't need to wear a mask in this situation. And the firestorm just started right then and there. And what I think people forget sometimes is they have to remember Disney is private property. It's privately owned. So they choose whether or not they want to continue to enforce certain COVID-19 restrictions. We have seen these restrictions somewhat relaxed a little bit, starting with like the hand washing stations going away from around the parks. And then we saw people able to take off their mask while taking a photo, while physically distancing themselves from other guests. Little bitty things.
Right.
Baby steps. We've said this before. Disney chooses what they do and do not want to do based off of guidance from the CDC. Not some guy sitting in the Capitol making decisions. I'm sure they take that into consideration, but I think a lot of what they're doing is based off what the CDC says.
Right, and they have their own, medical personnel.
Yeah.
Within the company as well.
Exactly.
Whose job it is to, chief medical officer, something like that, health and safety officials.
Right.
So, but yeah, they always, when they make changes or released all this in the first place, it was based on CDC guidance.
Exactly. Then at the same time, the governor of Florida did suspend local face covering mandates and a whole lot more. Disney went on to say this: as you prepare to visit, please know that we've made updates based on guidance from health authorities, such as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and appropriate government agencies. It may be different from the last time you visit, but together we can find new ways to create magical moments and memories to treasure. We are aware of the state of Florida's plans to modify COVID-19 guidelines. We will evaluate this latest guidance and maintain our current health and safety measures at this time, including face covering requirements. We will continue to make thoughtful adjustments to our policies. As COVID-19 vaccines become available, we encourage people to get vaccinated. Remember, this is for Disney World. Does not say anything about Disneyland. They literally are just in the infant stages of opening back up and getting things running again.
Yeah.
Which has been really exciting to watch.
People
very exciting.
So,
there
is a different, not any better or worse or anything like that. I don't think it's fair to compare the two parks because they are very different.
Yeah.
And there is a very different, like, emotional attachment that Southern California residents have to the parks, because it's in such a metropolitan area and people, it's a very much after work on the weekends type of park where
Hold on. So it's so accessible and just right there that people just after work decide they just want to go.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I know Floridians do it too, but they kind of have to go out of their way a little bit. But
no, this is, I mean,
it's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, all this stuff has to do with Walt Disney World, not Disneyland. So don't go thinking, oh, well, we can do this now and we can do this now. No, this is just the state of Florida. And I've said this so many times in the last year or 12 months or 9 months or whatever you want to say. I understand how difficult it is and how difficult it can be to wear a mask in the heat in Florida. I get it. I live in South Mississippi, where
it is arguably more humid here.
Yeah. And I still continue at work to wear my mask every single day outside and inside. I get it. I totally get it. But we just need baby steps, folks. It's really all it is, just baby steps.
I mean, that's why there's relaxation stations.
Yeah.
That's why you stay hydrated and stop off to the side and take a drink of water and, keep cool. There are ways to stay comfortable.
I mean, you do it on a Disney vacation even when you're not wearing a mask. You take breaks.
Yeah.
You get water. You do different things. You just do the same thing you've always been doing. Make it, sure it makes it a little bit difficult. It's a little hot around your face and everything else.
Yeah.
I get it. Everybody's different. Everybody, it affects people differently. I get that. But even with these changes that are coming up, And I'm speaking to those people who have still continued to be on the fence about taking a Walt Disney World vacation right now.
Right.
Even with these changes coming, no temperature screening, great thing. Take your mask off during pictures, great thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to continue to hold off and not visit Walt Disney World until you feel more comfortable, like not wearing masks.
Right.
Which is coming.
It will happen.
It's going to happen. You have to remember that. And you'll feel like I'm paying a certain amount and I'm getting the full experience because I'm not wearing a mask. I'm able to see characters. I'm seeing fireworks. I'm doing all this other stuff. And I was patient. Mm-hmm. And I visited Walt Disney World when I was ready. And it wasn't, I didn't rush into it or anything else. I'm comfortable with it.
You don't have to visit Walt Disney World while masks are required.
No, not at all. I get your concerns. I get it's not something you're used to and everything. I totally get it. I know. But the thing is that you've just got to, you got to take your time with this stuff. I mean, look at India right now. Those poor people.
Yeah.
The country of India is going through a lot of bad times right now. And I hope things get better. But I don't want us as a country to end up like that because we went too fast.
Or even, you know, move anywhere in that direction.
Yeah, nowhere in that. I don't want that for anybody in the entire world, and I don't want it here. So I like the fact that Disney is taking their time. They're taking those recommendations from the CDC, and they're really thinking about all the guests and all the cast members. Mm-hmm. So it's very important. Very, very important. I think it was great news. One less thing you have to do before going into the park.
Right.
You know, one less line you got to wait in. That's a great thing. That's wonderful. Line. You can go wait in some more lines now. And that's going to lead to fireworks, you know, more people and just all kinds of wonderful things. So something else that's coming back to Walt Disney World. I don't want to forget about this. If you love valet, valet service is coming back. In a lot of the different resort hotels. Cost of valet usually about $33, roundabout. But with these other hotels opening back up and stuff like that, really important to, use valet if you don't want to have to worry about parking your car or anything else like that. Mm-hmm. No big deal. It's all good. So that was other good news. What else did I have? Did you have anything else?
I don't think so. I think we touched on it. But we do have a birthday.
We do have a birthday that we need to get to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what was on my list that I was excited about this week was the halfway to Halloween announcements. And the May the 4th mugs. I'm all about the mugs.
This was interesting.
Oh, you found something else.
Yeah. Monsters, Inc. Laughlore sign was uncovered at the Magic Kingdom. This entire time, we've all thought it was just going away and it wasn't coming back. Apparently, it's coming back.
I wonder if it's going to be different.
Maybe they did some refurbishment work on the inside.
Yeah.
Changed up the script a little bit, maybe.
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know. Disney yesterday did put out a first look at the Adventures Campus, a little video that they put together. I watched that. That was really cool.
And the shawarma stand.
I know, right?
Did you see the little like clip compilation that they put together for Marvel?
No.
It made me cry. It was so good. It was so good. So good.
Mother's Day coming up this weekend?
Yes, there's going to be Mother's Day buffets. I don't have all the info in front of me, but Ale and Compass, Olivia's, and Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Oh.
Are going to have, Olivia's has their normal brunch, but Whispering Canyon Cafe and Ale and Compass are going to have special Mother's Day brunches.
Yum.
They had started last weekend and they'll have them again this weekend. Reservations are required. And I believe it's a prefix menu. where at Ale and Compass, you choose an entree and they bring you the rest of it, like the pastries and the fruit and everything. And then Whispering Canyon Cafe has their skillets that you can choose from.
Yum.
But yes, they're doing a Mother's Day brunch.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Also on Mother's Day, Mrs. Incredible, will have magic shots throughout most of the PhotoPass locations in the Magic Kingdom and some other spots for Mother's Day, if you want to check that out. Beverly Sunset Boutique is going to be reopening following the COVID-19 closure of Disney's Hollywood Studios. So that's good. Another thing, opening back up.
We're moving in the right direction.
Right, right. Signage was installed to assist guests with Bluetooth linking of on-ride photos. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how the watermarks were starting to show up on more and more on-ride photos throughout the Walt Disney World Resort. People were not sure how to link.
How to get the photo.
And get the photo. And so now they're putting out like these little scan codes on signage to where you do that and it takes you to the My Disney Experience app and walks you through linking everything so that you get all of your photos. Fantastic idea, by the way.
I have one more brunch topic.
Go for it.
Boathouse has started doing brunch on weekend mornings. It's expanded to Saturday and Sunday mornings. And I think it's Captain's Brunch. And it's featuring dueling piano players, featuring some familiar faces from Jelly Rolls, the Boardwalk. Taking requests and playing some fun songs.
Interesting.
And I think, if you wear a captain's hat, I think you get a free mimosa.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You love mimosas.
I do.
I'm not that fond of them. They're okay. I can have one, but okay.
I like Bellinis better.
I like Bloody Marys better.
Yeah, Jeff has a Bloody Mary drinker. Like, any time of the day. I mean, not like any time of the day, but like,
hold on a
not
second.
Just a,
wait, hold on.
Not just a brunch beverage.
Any time of the day? Come on. That's not true. That's not true.
But they're not just for brunch, what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you like going to the wave of American flavors over the contemporary, it's going to be closing for a very lengthy refurbishment starting in July. There is a theory behind this. I don't know if I totally agree with it, but you were the first to say it needs a refurbishment either way.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about, and this is the rumor, that the wave is going to be kind of changed up as far as the theming goes and go along with the Incredibles theme, which is supposedly the theme for the rest of the entire resort for the Incredibles.
I don't know if I want it to be Incredibles themed, but I wouldn't mind like a more pop style, you know, bright orange and lime green and bright blue type of like funky, just and sort of the style from the Incredibles.
Does that entrance need to stay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool, you know.
I mean, it's very it's what you like think of when you think of the wave.
You do. It makes me think of the rainbow tunnel from
that's
Imagination.
That's the wave. Like that's the, you know, like a rip, like a curl.
They need more lights for it to look like completely Journey into Imagination, the tunnel, but it's still cool. Again, I don't know if I'm really on board with the whole, you know, entire contemporary resort rooms and now possibly this going to the Incredibles. I'm just kind of,
I hope that it's, you know, we saw some sneak peeks of the rooms at the Polynesian.
Oh, the curtains and a couple other things.
You have to look closely. It's not like in your face, Moana. And I hope that this Incredibles theme.
Okay, but the thing is that Moana, you think the Polynesian when you think Moana.
Right, but the contemporary makes me, I can see the connection with like a mid-century modern type of style.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the association is and what I'm missing. I don't know if I like it.
I think mid-century modern when I think the contemporary, which I think that's kind of what I was trying to describe with the wave. I think a mid-century modern update where it goes with the style of the Incredibles, but it's not like Nissaburg themed, you know?
Well, it definitely doesn't go with the mural. you know, no. and the two-headed goat and
five-legged goat.
The five-legged goat, I'm sorry.
But you can't touch the mural.
The mural stays, whether you like it or not. Two-headed goat.
Two-headed. Well, five-legged.
Five-legged. Because they got this entire section over here. If you're looking at Chef Mickey's and you look to the right, that entire section up there is completely just like huge curtains up where you can't see the rooms or anything going on. So I just don't know how I feel about it. Maybe it's just not for me. I don't know. That's interesting, though.
Trying to find a picture of like a mid-century modern type of style to show you that this is what I think of.
You'll have to post that in the Discord.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Sort of retro, but in almost like a timeless style, like timeless shape.
I really hope that the rooms don't look like that. I'm just going to throw that out there. Because I don't like that. I've never really liked all that that type of stuff anyway. I don't know. Let's do a birthday. How about birthday time?
Birthday time!
All right, one birthday to do this week.
Sweet special birthday.
Birthday email says this. Hey, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
I want to wish my wife, Diana, a happy birthday and happy Mother's Day. She is an avid listener of Sorcerer Radio and especially DW60. Duffy and I are so lucky to have her, and we are so excited for our trip to Disney World in July, our last trip as a family of three.
Yay!
We have celebrated so many happy occasions at Disney World, from engagements to baby moons. Baby moons. What's a baby moon?
Like a honeymoon, but it's before.
Before the baby?
Before the baby. Before like your the last baby. Trip. Okay. Before the baby.
Okay. Oh, so they have another one coming.
They do.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
She's doing a really cool vintage Disney themed nursery.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really cool.
Some of Diana's favorites are the following. For the park, Magic Kingdom. Great choice.
Can't beat it.
Restaurant, Be Our Guest. I've only had brunch at Be Our Guest. I've never had the dinner.
I've had both. It's fine.
It's fine. It's okay. Did you have the gray stuff? Was it delicious?
I did not.
You did not have the gray stuff?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What kind of experience did you have? Her favorite attraction is Toy Story Midway Mania.
That's a real good one.
That's a very good one. One of our favorites, where we're extremely competitive.
Jeff's not competitive in much, but he's competitive at Toy Story Midway Mania.
And Buzz Lightyear.
I'm competitive in all things.
And I beat you every time. That's the great thing.
Not every time.
Every single time.
In Buzz Lightyear,
yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Favorite resort, Boulder Ridge at the Wilderness Lodge.
Ooh.
Nice choice.
On our list.
These are all really good choices.
Dang.
Yeah.
Ding dang.
Ding dang.
as the trackers say.
Oh, so a big happy birthday. A heck yeah. And of course,
Sparkles
go out to Diana for a big happy birthday. Sounds like they're going to have a fun trip and a final trip before they become a family of four.
Cute.
Does she know what she's having?
No, they didn't find out with Duffy either.
So they're waiting until the big day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I could do that.
I was going to say, I don't think you can do that.
I don't think I could handle that. That would drive me nuts.
Some people love it.
Because what do you buy?
Gender neutral, yellows and greens. And.
But then what if you come across all this other stuff that you should have gotten and you didn't, and you kind of, you know, kick yourself and it just, I don't know if I can do that.
Me personally, the doctor told my parents I was a boy and I was a girl. I am a girl.
Yes, you are.
So, Jeff's like, yes, you are. But so, I mean, sometimes they're wrong.
That's true. It would drive me.
My nursery was clowns.
Like, I would have sleepless nights not knowing.
I know.
Up until the big day.
I know.
And I don't know how you guys do it, but kudos
May
to you.
May the force be with you.
Yes, seriously. Oh, wow. That's exciting. I hope you guys have a fantastic trip. And Diane, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday.
And Mother's Day.
Yeah, and Mother's Day as well. So if you have a birthday that you want to do a shout out for somebody here on the show, all you have to do, you can send it to us via email, send it to dw60@srsounds.com. It can be an email like this. It can be a voice message that you want played here on the show. You can do that. Just make sure it's less than 60 seconds. That's all we ask. And again, send those emails and everything, voice messages to dw60@srsounds.com. So for Diana and anybody else celebrating a birthday this week and this weekend, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals! We heard it was somebody's birthday!
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays!
Me too! And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya!
Come on, everybody! Time to sing!
Oh, great idea, Donald! Ready, everyone? On the count of three!
One, two, three!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, pal, make a special wish and blow out the candle.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
I want to thank everybody for joining us on DW60 this time around, and everybody who is listening to the podcast or to the live show. We appreciate you guys each and every day and every single week with your emails, your questions, and just a whole bunch of other things. We're so thankful. Where can everybody find us on social media?
They can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone talking about news and all the stuff coming out during the week. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Discord page on Friday mornings chatting live during the show. We're on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. And if you want to send us an email or a birthday, or you have a question for us you want us to answer, anything like that, you can send us an email at DW60, it's DW60@srsounds.com.
For those on Sorcerer Radio, don't forget about the replay of the show that goes on tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, the show is available on demand via the Sorcerer Radio app. That is available on both Apple and Android devices. And if you're listening to Sorcerer Radio, don't forget about all the shows that play throughout the week. Disney List, Disneyland Magic, Disney Trip Tips.
Animation Courtyard.
Animation Courtyard.
Not Disneyland Magic.
Oh, yeah, that was an older one. Yeah,
yeah, but now, a while ago. Instead of Loopy Tuesday, we have Walking with Walt, which is Disneyland music.
That's very cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diz His Show coming up a little bit later on today, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Disney List and Touring the World comes back this month,
May 27th.
Too.
That will come back, yeah. So Andrew will be back on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to all of our podcast listeners. If you're listening via podcast, make sure to subscribe. Leave us those 5-star reviews over on Apple Music and share the show. Helps out the show. It gets the word out to a lot of people. We greatly appreciate when you do that. And we love hearing from you, too.
I was going to say, when you tell your friends, it's like the best thing.
It is.
That makes us happy.
It is. And we will see you again next week for another edition of the show. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and have a magical day.